Good morning.
早晨好。
It's a great privilege to have been invited to speak to you on the occasion of the 8th anniversary of the Chinese Church.
在中国教会八周年纪念的时候，我被邀请来讲道，是一个非常大的荣幸。
And it's very kind of you to invite Alma Church to share in your celebration.
你们也非常好，来邀请Alma教会的整个教会来一起和你们来这个八周年庆典。
I understand that 8 is a significant number in Chinese culture.
我知道八在中国文化中是一个很重要的数字。
And so this is no ordinary Sunday.
所以今天的这个主日不是一个普通的主日。
There is, of course, a possibility that when you invited me to speak, you'd forgotten it was your 8th anniversary.
当然，有一种可能性就是当你们做计划邀请我今天讲到的时候，忘了今天是你们的八周年主日。
But we're too polite to change me for a better speaker.
但是你们太礼貌了，你们不好意思把我换成一个更好的讲员。
Either way, I hope the word I bring this morning will be a blessing to you all.
不管怎么样，我希望我今天早晨所讲的这个神的话能够是你们的祝福。
The title for my talk this morning is Children of God, Servants of the King.
今天我讲的这个标题是神的孩子王的仆人。
I want to think about who we are.
我想让大家想一想我们是谁。
What creates our sense of identity?
是什么创造了我们这种对身份的认同感觉？
What we think about ourselves affects what we do and also why we do it.
我们怎么看我们自己会影响我们做什么以及我们为什么那样做。
On a human level, there are probably two things that create our understanding of who we are.
在人的这个层次应该是有两件事情能够来影响我们对我们的身份的认同。
The first and by far the most important is our relationship with other people.
而第一也到目前为止最重要的一点就是我们和其他人的关系。
The second is what we do, particularly our occupation.
而第二就是我们做什么，特别是我们的职业。
The most important relationship is, of course, the one we have with our parents.
当然最重要的关系就是我们和父母的关系。
The love and care they provide as we grow up creates within us a sense of our own worth.
当我们在长大的过程中，他们给我们提供的那个爱和关心，在我们内心创造了一种我们对我们的认同。
The reliability of a parent's love, even though they sometimes have to be cross, creates emotional security.
而父母的这种爱的可靠性。即使有时候他们也会生气，但是在我们的这个情绪方面给我们创造了一种安全感。
One of the saddest things I see in my job as a doctor is people who are never sure of the love of their parents.
我作为医生在我的职业生涯中，我最看到最难过的一件事情是有人他们从来不确信过他们是被人爱的。
A child who feels undeserving of love unless it has been earned in some way can often end up emotionally crippled and vulnerable.
如果一个小孩他感觉不到被人爱，而经常认为他的爱是应该通过他的努力来挣来的话，这样的小孩经常会在情绪上是残废的和非常脆弱的。
They often feel the need to prove themselves to others.
他们经常需要在别人面前来证明自己。
They are vulnerable to feeling defined by what they do.
他们非常特别容易用行为来决定自己的感情。
They feel the need to achieve and are often very ambitious.
他们觉得他们需要有成就，所以经常表现得非常野心勃勃。
But deep down, they just want to be unconditionally loved and accepted.
但是在他们的内心深处，他们只是需要被无条件的爱和接纳。
They can be very unhappy people.
这样的孩子往往是非常不快乐的。
If we are Christians, then we have a dual identity.
如果我们是基督徒，那我们就有双重的身份。
We are both God's children, and we are also servants.
我们既是神的孩子，我们同时也是仆人。
The passages we read make that clear.
我们今天所读的经文把对这一点讲得很清楚。
The passage from Romans teaches us that when we put our trust in Jesus to be our Lord and Savior, a spiritual change takes place.
那么在罗马书的这个经文告诉我们，当我们把我们的信靠放在耶稣基督作为我们的主和作为我们的救赎主的时候，我们在这个属灵方面就会有一个大的变化。
We are adopted into God's family.
我们被神收养到进入他的家庭。
He gives us His Holy Spirit so that we can relate to Him as our Father.
他给我们他的圣灵，这样我们就可以跟他连接起来，把他作为我们的父亲。
We can call out Abba, Daddy.
我们就可以叫他阿巴父。
We are taught that nothing can separate us from His love.
那经文告诉我们说，任何事情都不可能和他的爱分开。
But the passage from Luke teaches us that we are also servants.
但是路加福音的经文也告诉我们，我们同时也是仆人。
This passage, when we first read it, seems harsh.
这一段经文，当我们最开始读它的时候，感觉好像有点过分。
The servant works hard, and when he has finished his job, he is not thanked.
一个仆人是非常辛苦的，而当他完成了他的工作的时候，也没有人会感谢他。
Worse than that, he is expected to get on with his next job rather than sit down and rest.
那更糟糕的是，他是就该来接着做下一个工作，而不是说可以坐下来休息一下。
How are we to understand this contrast?
那我们来怎么样理解这个对比呢？
The best way is to see that we are being called to be like Jesus.
而最好的方法是我们来明白我们被呼召成为像耶稣。
He is the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity.
他是神的儿子，也就是三位一体的神里面的第二个位格。
He is divine, but without losing his divinity, became man for our sakes.
他是神，但是没有在不丧失他神性的情况下，他为了我们的缘故又变成了人。
We read in the Gospels that on two occasions.
我们在福音书里面，我们看到在有两次。
At his baptism and transfiguration, the voice of God, his Father, is heard.
就是在他受洗以及在他登山变相的时候，我们听到他的天父的声音。
This voice says, "This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy."
这个声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
But Jesus is also a servant.
但是耶稣也是仆人。
When he describes himself, he says,
当他自己描述自己的时候，他是这样说的。
The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
他说人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
How do we make sense of identities that seem in a way to contradict each other?
那么我们怎么看这两种身份？看上去他们好像是互相矛盾的。我们怎么看他能够理解他的合理性呢
？This is where the story of Jesus washing his disciples' feet is so helpful.
所以这里呢，耶稣给他的门徒洗脚这个故事就非常有用。
The passage says,
经文是这样说
：“It was just before the Passover feast.
就在逾越节之前。”
Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave the world and go to the Father.
耶稣知道自己离开父亲离世归父的时候到了。
Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love.
他既然爱世界属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power.
耶稣知道父已经将万有都交在他的手里。
And that he had come from God and was returning to God.
并且知道自己是从神来的，又要归到神那里去。
The passage then says,
然后经文就继续说
So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist.
所以他就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰。
After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet.
随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚。
He does the job his disciples were too proud to do.
他所做的工作是他的门徒不屑所做的。
The job of the person who was least in the household.
而他所做的这个工作是在一个家庭里面，就是最卑微的人所做的工作。
The sow connects his identity as son with his identity as servant.
这里所有这个词就把他作为神的儿子和这个身份，以及他作为仆人这个身份连接起来。
He does not do the job of a servant in spite of who he is.
他做这个仆人的工作，并不是因为虽然。并不是说虽然他是神的儿子
but because of who he is.
而是因为他是神的儿子。
He knows that he is loved.
他知道他是被爱的。
He knows that he will not be abandoned.
他知道他不会被遗弃。
He is free to serve because he is secure in the knowledge of his father's love.
他可以毫无任何拘束的来服侍，因为他知道神，他在神的爱里面。
He serves because he wants to show his disciples the full extent of his love for them.
他这样服侍是因为他想让给他的门徒来告诉他的门徒他对他们的完全的爱。
He is a servant, but he is also the son.
他是仆人，但他同时也是神的儿子。
At the end of the passage, Jesus says,
在这一段经文的末尾，耶稣说，
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet.
我是你们的主，你们的老师，我尚且替你们洗脚，你们也应该彼此洗脚。
We have to be servants too.
所以我们也必须是仆人。
It is the way we show our love, just as it was the way Jesus showed his love.
因为做仆人是我们来表达我们爱的一种方式，就像耶稣他做仆人也是表达他对我们的爱。
The child who does not feel unconditionally loved,
一个孩子如果他感觉不到是被无条件的爱，
grows up into an adult who tries to find approval and acceptance through what he or she does.
这样的孩子他就会在他长大以后，他就会通过他所做的以及他所成就的来获得接纳和认可。
In the same way, a Christian who does not understand how completely they are loved and accepted by the Heavenly Father,
同样的道理，如果一个基督徒他不能够完全的理解他是怎样的被这个天父爱无条件的爱和接纳的话，
Will seek approval and acceptance through their service.
就会通过他们的服事来获得这种接纳和认可。
This is why the example of the servant Jesus describes in the passage we read from Luke, far from being harsh, shows us the secret of real freedom.
这就是为什么我们在这里读到的这一段经文，其实并不是说有多么难，而是它给我们显示了一个真正的自由的奥秘。
The servant serves because they are a servant.
一个仆人他服侍是因为他是仆人。
It is their identity, not an act.
这是他们的身份，不是他们的行为。
Once they have finished one act of service, they move on to the next.
当他们结束了一个服侍的工作之后，他们就会开始下一个。
They are not serving to find approval or esteem in the eyes of others.
他们的服侍并不是为了得到其他的人的认可和尊敬。
A servant who needs to be praised or who wants to stop being a servant for the evening is not really a servant.
一个仆人如果他那个服侍的目的是为了得到夸奖，或者说为了让别人得到尊重的话，那他就不是一个真正的仆人。
A servant's only aim is to complete the task they have been given.
所以仆人真正的目标应该是完成他给交代给他的任务。
There is always the temptation to use what we do as a way of helping us feel better about ourselves.
但是存在这样的诱惑，就是我们总会容易通过我们所做的事情来让我们自己感觉良好。
We are serving ourselves at the same time as we are trying to serve God.
我们在试图服侍神的时候，我们实际上也是服侍我们自己。
But if our service is not pure, then our love will not be complete.
但是如果我们的服侍不是单纯的，不是纯净的话，那我们的爱也就不会是完全的。
This applies to what we do in church.
这个也适合于我们在教会的服侍。
We may have a gift and we may have a ministry.
我们也许有恩赐，我们也许甚至负责一个事工。
But if we are doing it to make us feel better, we will ultimately not just harm ourselves, but others.
但是如果我们的服事只是为了让我们自己感觉好的话，那么最终我们不但会伤害我们自己，也会伤害别人。
A good rule of service is that if you need to do it, you probably shouldn't be doing it.
而判别这个的一个好的方法就是说，如果是你自己觉得你需要做这个服事的话，那你就不要做服事。
But this tendency to serve ourselves can equally apply if we are parents.
但是这个服事我们自己的这个趋势也适合于我们和也适合于父母。
Is our parenting an act of service and love?
我们的父母的这个身份到底是一个服事和爱的身份呢？
Or are our children an investment in our own reputation?
还是说我们的孩子只是我们自己名声的一个投资？
Are we hoping that they will fulfill our dreams?
我们是不是希望他们会实现我们自己的梦想？
Are we hoping that they will make us feel better about ourselves?
是不是我们希望我们希望通过它来使得我们自己感觉好更好。
One of the tests of true service is whether we feel we are owed something.
其中有一个最好的检测的方法是说，是不是真正的服事，就是说我们是不是服事以后我们会觉得我们被别人欠了什么事情。
If when we serve we imagine we are creating a debt that will one day have to be paid back, then it is not true service.
当我们服事的时候，如果我们觉得说我们现在等于创造了一个欠债，总有一天我要得到这个偿还，那这个就不是真正的服事。
Of course, children should honor their parents.
当然，孩子应该尊敬他们的父母。
But we must never load our children with the burden of our own self-centered expectations.
但是我们绝不应该把我们自己的以自我为中心的这种期望而强加给。孩子的身上
their student debts will be big enough.
他们的学生的这个贷款已经够大的了。
True service does not create debt; it sets people free.
真正的服事不应该创造这种欠债的感觉，而是他把人让人自由。
We are all damaged people.
我们都是被破坏的人。
Even if we experienced unconditional love as children.
即使我们在小时候我们经历了这种无条件的爱。
There is always the temptation to seek meaning or healing in things that were never intended to provide it.
我们总有这种诱惑，就是我们试图去寻求那些意义或者说得到医治，而这些我们根本就不应该追求的东西。
To seek in the created what can only be found in God,is the real meaning of idolatry.
而我们是如果我们试图在被造物里面寻求那些只在神里面才存在的东西的话，这才是真正的一种偶像崇拜。
We all have a very limited understanding of how much God loves us.
对神对我们有多爱，我们的理解都非常有限。
Perhaps secretly we do not want to know, because how would we respond?
也许在秘密的深处我们不想知道，因为如果我们知道的话我们怎么回应呢？
Paul's prayer for the Ephesian church
保罗对以弗所教会的祷告
was that they would grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
是他们会明白基督的爱是何等的长阔深高。
And to know this love that surpasses knowledge.
并知道这个爱是超过人所能理解的。
That they might be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
使他们被充满，得着神的一切的丰盛。
We are the children of our Father in heaven.
我们是我们天父的孩子。
We are loved deeply.
我们是被深深的爱的。
We are servants of the King.
我们也是王的仆人。
So that we can show to others the love we have received.
所以这样呢，我们就可以来向别人来表明我们所收到、我们所接受的这个爱。
As I finish my talk, I would like to say two prayers.
当我结束这个讲道的时候，我想做两个祷告。
One is for those who have not yet entered God's family.
第一个祷告是为那些还没有进入神的家庭的人。
Jesus, through his death, has, for you, has made it possible to be born into his family.
耶稣通过他的死使你成也有可能通过他来进入这个家庭。
This new birth happens through the working of God's Spirit.
而这个重生是通过神的圣灵的工作来进行的。
As you put your trust in Jesus.
当你把你的信靠放在耶稣身上的时候。
If you feel able, please say this prayer with me.
如果你觉得可以的话，你可以和我一起做这个祷告。
Dear Father,
亲爱的父，
I believe that you gave your son Jesus to live and die for me.
我相信你把你的爱子耶稣基督给我们，来让他活和死都是为了我们。
I choose to put my trust in him.
我选择信靠他。
And in what he has done for me on the cross.
以及信靠他为我在十字架上所做的一切。
I choose to surrender my life to him.
我选择把我的生活生命来交给他。
Please forgive me.
求你赦免我。
Please make me clean inside.
求你洁净我在内洁净我的内里边。
Please give me your new life and fill me with your Holy Spirit.
求你把你的新生命给我，让我充满这个圣灵。
Amen.
Amen.
If you feel that you have truthfully been able to say that prayer,
如果你觉得你真正的能够做刚才这个祷告的话，
then please speak to me.
那你可以等会儿和我告诉我。
Or Yang Jun.
或者杨军
afterwards, or anyone I suppose who's willing to talk to you about it.
或者任何其他人。
If you're not ready to say a prayer,
如果你还没觉得你还没有准备好能够做这样的祷告
，but want to find out more, we would be happy to help.
但是你需要了解更多，我们也很乐意帮助。
The second prayer is for those who are in God's family but who struggle with how they feel about themselves.
我的第二个祷告是为那些已经在神的家里，但是呢，却关于却在那个在他们自己的感觉方面在有问题。
There might be things that you do.
也许你做的一些事情。
Or relationships that you have.
或者你的和别人的一些关系。
That you look to for healing.
然后你需要来得到医治。
You need them in a wrong way.
因为你有那些关系或者什么是一个错误的方法来得到那些。
Because you do not understand in your heart how much you are loved by your Father in heaven.
因为你不明白在你的心里面你不明白你是被这个天父多么的爱着。
This prayer is for you.
这个祷告是为你的。
Dear Father,
亲爱的父，
I know in my head that you love me.
我知道我在头脑里面我知道你爱我。
And I have already experienced some of your love.
我并且已经经历了你的一些爱。
But I really struggle with how I feel about myself.
但是对于我自己对自己的看法我却非常的麻烦。
I want to know how much you love me.
我想知道你多么爱我。
So that I can be set free to love and serve with a pure heart.
这样我就可以完全的自由，以一个单纯的心来爱和服侍。
I bring to you things in my life with which I have an unhealthy relationship because of my own need.
我把我因为自己的需要而在生活中有不健康的这些关系带到你的面前。
I surrender them to you.
我把它交托给你。
Please remove what needs to be removed.
请你取出那些需要取出的。
And transform what needs to be transformed.
改变那些需要改变的。
Please heal me.
请你医治我。
I want to know and receive your love.
我想知道和接受你的爱。
I ask this in Jesus' name.
我这样求是因是耶。
Amen.
耶稣的名。Amen.
There will be people available in the prayer corner afterwards.
这个聚会结束以后，我们在那个祷告角会有人。
If you, would, if you would like further prayer.
如果你要进一步的祷告的话
which is that corner there. They should be wearing badges to help you identify them.
他们应该带着那个勋牌，那这样的话你就知道他们。
I would like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to you this morning.
我想感谢你们给我这样的机会来今天早晨来对你们讲道。
It is encouraging to see how God is working both in China itself.
看到神怎么在既在中国 ，OK，
and in your church in particular.
看到神既在中国，又特别是在你们教会来做工，是非常的
It is a blessing to have a building that we can share.
我们有这个教堂，我们可以自己一起来共用，也是一个很大的祝福。
Particularly now we have a fantastic projector.
特别是我们现在有一个很好的这个投影仪。
And lights that can be used at the same time.
并且这个灯光和投影仪可以一起来用现在。
My prayer for both Alma and the Bristol Chinese Baptist Church.
我对Alma 教会以及华人教会一起的祷告是
is that we might all understand how much our Father in heaven loves us.
就是我们都来明白我们的天父是多么的爱我们。
So that secure in that knowledge, we might be set free.
因为我们知道这个爱的安全，所以我们就可以完全的这个自由。
To love and serve each other.
然后我们就可以自由的爱和互相服侍。
And the world Jesus sends us into.
我们也服侍这个耶稣把我们送到这个世界来的这个世界。
Amen.
Amen.